says the Lord God, the one who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. There you see past, present, and future. It's the present moment that we want to focus on this weekend, because love is very much a present moment reality, right? Love is present moment. It's not enough to have been loved, or it's not enough to be promised that you'll be loved in the future. We need to be loved now. That's what gives us life. That's what energizes us. Jesus is the presence and the power of God. He comes now in spirit and power through a Marian heart. And he comes with the heart of missionary love. Because love, in many ways, is missionary, right? When we are receiving love, it energizes us to go and to share the love with others. 2,000 years ago, Jesus found a home in the heart of Mary. Saint Bernard, one of the saints of the church, a great mystic, says in the Liturgy of the Hours, in one of the readings during Advent, that before Mary conceived Jesus in her womb, she conceived Jesus in her heart, right? It's the heart that we want to focus on this weekend. This is where the Lord wants to meet you this weekend. Not so much in your head. It's good to have knowledge about, but God wants us to have experiential encounter with him in the heart. That's what sets us on fire. It's the personal word of the bridegroom spoken into a bridal heart that sets us on fire, right? It set Mary Magdalene on fire on the day of the resurrection, right? She ran all the way back to the apostles and said, I have seen the Lord, right? She didn't read about him in a book. She encountered Jesus speaking into her heart. That's what sets our lives on fire, and that's what every heart ultimately is seeking, is that encounter of intimacy with the living and true God. How many of you have ever imaged in your life your dream house, right? Oh yeah, when we retire, we're going to build our dream house somewhere, right? Consider this. Advent is about God's dream, who is Jesus, finding a home in a Marian heart. A Marian heart will always be a home for the loving Word of God to dwell in. A Marian heart will always be God's dream house. The dream of God, who is Jesus, wants to find a home in our hearts. He wants you to be his dream house. You probably have not thought about dream house that way now. You're going to have to rethink that retirement dream house now, huh? It's interesting how the root meaning of Advent, meaning coming, another word in the English language shares the same root as that. It's the word covenant. Advent is very much about covenant. At the Annunciation, Mary conceived the one who is the new covenant, right? In the Bible, covenant is very much marriage. God marries his people, Israel, right? It's a covenant. And in so much as it's a covenant, it has to do with relationship. It has to do with heart. It has to do with love. It has to do with fidelity. So these two words, covenant and Advent, really come together during this season. God marries his people in a sacred bond, right? Even in our English language, the word religion means to bind. So when you really think about what it means to belong to a religion, it must has to mean communion. To be in a sacred bond is to be in a relationship that is heart. It is a relationship that is love. It is a relationship that calls for fidelity. It's so much more than saying, well, yeah, I belong to the Catholic faith. No, God is calling our hearts to him, right? God wants us to be on fire for him. And so in the Catechism of the Church, it tells us in number 2713 that contemplative prayer is a covenant relationship established by God within our hearts. And there's that word again. It's the heart word. Okay? So I encourage us, allow our hearts to rest this weekend. Allow yourself to be open, get your guard down, and just to receive. Because Jesus, the bridegroom, wants to encounter you within. We talk about Mary as the paradise of God. You know, it all began, did it not, in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verse 8, when it says, "Then the Lord God planted a garden in Eden, in the east." And there was the garden in Eden, paradise. Again, you'll discover in the weekend, I like words. I like to study words. The word Eden, E-D-E-N, comes from the Sumerian word that translates into the Hebrew word meaning delight. That the word Eden means delight or the garden of delight. God created this space as a place of delight. God delights in humanity and wants to be with us in this garden of delight. So God speaks through the prophet Isaiah in the 65th chapter, verse 18, when he says, "For I create Jerusalem to be a joy and its people to be a delight." I create my people to be a garden. I create my people to be a place where I can rest. Right? I would gamble most of us have never heard that before, huh? Or in Isaiah 62, verse 4, God speaks to Isaiah again and says, "No longer shall you be called forsaken or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse. I shall call you my garden." Keep in mind that when Adam and Eve sinned, God made sure that sin would never be the final word. God always intended to create a new garden. But it's how he created it, right? With Mary. Nobody was expecting, right? But now through Mary, each of us is called to be a garden of delight. Now maybe some of you sitting here this evening say, "Father, I don't feel the least bit like a garden of delight right now. I feel like the garden has been mowed down and it's wintertime inside." I want to keep in mind this weekend, it may be December outside. God wants us to have an early May experience during this weekend, okay? Maybe that's a word you take with you tonight. I am called to be a garden of delight, and that's how God sees me. Again, it's God's vision, not your own. That is most important. God, help me to see myself as you see me, right? Don't we often get stuck in our own self-images? You are, each of you, a garden of delight whom God delights in. And God loves each one of you in a very particular and special way in the uniqueness of your humanity. Now again, some of you might be battling right now against me. "I can't receive that, Father. I can't receive that." May that be then the goal of this weekend. Receive it and believe it because it's truth. God delights in you. God's decision to create humanity and place us in a garden came from the very depths of God's heart, which is a heart of love. And it's the depths of God's heart of love that's motivated God again to save us by sending us Jesus. It's the only way God knows how to be, is to have a heart that is deeply in love with his creation. Humanity being the pinnacle of creation. This Garden of Eden was God's original intention for us. It was to be a sacred space of love, a space of freedom, relationship, and original holiness, a space of pristine beauty and fragrance for us to share with God. And if you think about all those words I just used to describe the original garden, they are found in Mary. Mary is, her interior is a sacred space of love and freedom, relationship and holiness, a space of pristine beauty and fragrance that is shared with God. And through Mary, it is to be the same for each of us here. When God created Mary, He created her with a new heart, an immaculate heart, a holy spousal heart, a bridal heart, a heart capable of sacred encounter, capable of deep love and deep prayer, a heart that's capable of believing in the promises of God. And that's the kind of heart He wants for each of us, to believe in His promises for us. 2 weeks ago, I began to just pray in a very particular way about this weekend. And I believe I heard not only from the Father, but Jesus and Mary at different times as to their promises for this weekend. And then I spent my time on my knees in my room upstairs praying back to them their promises for this weekend. And I assure you, those promises are pretty good. They're looking pretty good. What God wants for each of your hearts this weekend, it's a heart that believes that He loves me and He wants to speak to my heart this weekend in a very particular way and allow Him to surprise you. Don't pigeonhole God. God will give you 10 minutes to speak to me and then it's over. No, give Him 40 hours, all right? Give God 40 hours to speak to your heart. In Mary, and through her immaculate conception, right, conceived without the slightest stain of sin in the womb of her mother, Saint Anne, through Mary's birth, right, we celebrate on September 8th, through her presentation in the temple, roughly the age of 3 years old, we celebrated on November 21st, God prepared a paradise that He then would enter into in the world. And that's Mary. A true garden of delight for Jesus, the bridegroom, to dwell in. Mary is the garden of the Spirit in which the living waters of the Holy Spirit flow. And she wants us to have a heart like hers as well. A true garden heart where the living waters of the Holy Spirit flow within us. Right? The Holy Spirit is Mary's spouse, spiritual spouse, right? So it always takes the Holy Spirit and Mary to bring forth Jesus. That is the template. The Annunciation is the template. But it happens in our lives too. When we are formed in Mary's heart, her spouse, the Holy Spirit, will overshadow and bring forth Jesus through us yet again. We always keep in mind that it's only in a garden heart that the flowers of renewal grow. If I truly want to experience renewal in my faith, it's through a Marian heart. That's where God's love will touch. That's where the fragrance and the blossom and the new bloom and life, the new springtime, will be experienced within a Marian heart. Again, in the Hebrew language, there are many different words for the word love. In the book of the Bible, the Song of Songs, one of those words for love in the Hebrew language is the word dod, D-O-D, and it means bridegroom. Now, maybe some of you knew that, but one of the Hebrew words for love means bridegroom. And when we think of Jesus, He is the love of the Father, right? sent to us. He is the bridegroom. He yearns as bridegroom for only one thing. He yearns for union. That is what the bridegroom desires. It's what he desires from each of us. And as the bridegroom of my heart, Jesus desires to make his home in my heart fully and permanently. He wants to dwell there always. And so the bridegroom has no other garden other than the heart of the one whom he loves. That's where he wants to encounter you this weekend. God is love. We know that, don't we? We hear it in the first letter of John, chapter 4, verse 8. But with God is love, God is encounter, right? I can only become my true self in encounter and relationship. There has to be the other who is love, who brings forth in me my true identity. Therefore, only love, the love of God, can make me truly human. I need God to bring forth my true humanity, which is Jesus. The true humanity of each one of you, and this is going to be another part of this weekend, is Jesus, right? We are his body. Therefore, at baptism, I became part of him. Love transforms me into my true identity, which is Jesus, to be another Christ in the world, right? Jesus is the incarnation of God's heart. When we look at the Gospels, we see God's heart. This is who Jesus is. That's how God loves in the world, right? Jesus wants us to be formed into his heart for the world today, right? To move in the world as God moves, not as the world moves, right? And we'll talk about that tomorrow. Transformation out of worldliness into godliness. I am never so free as when I know that I am loved by God. There is the freedom. There is the joy. There is all that I need in fulfillment, is to know that I am loved by God. And so I invite you this weekend to rediscover and walk the way of love's journey this weekend. This is a weekend to be loved. It's not a weekend to figure things out necessarily in my mind. It's a weekend to allow myself to be loved by God and to allow him to speak into my heart. He's waiting for you. And remember, God loves you more than you love yourself. Let's just end with prayer, our first session this evening. Dear Father, we thank you for the gift to gather during this beautiful season of Advent, as women of God who come here on this Rejoice retreat. Father, we believe that every aspect of this retreat, every part of this retreat, has already been designed by you. Every movement that you desire for each heart has been set in place by you. We do ask that you would touch each person here this weekend. We ask that every heart would encounter Jesus as the bridegroom, to be loved, to receive, to surrender, to be. Mary, we ask your very powerful presence this weekend, that you would teach us all how to have more Marian hearts, hearts that can receive in a spousal posture, to walk with the bridegroom as bride, to be at peace in his presence. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would overshadow us. We ask that you would fill us and that you would surprise us during this weekend, Holy Spirit. That each of us can encounter the living and true God in a new and fresh way that renews us throughout this season of Advent. Allow this time, Lord God, to be a season and a time of renewal for us. And we pray all of this tonight with confidence now in the name of Jesus the Lord. Amen. Amen. All right, God bless all of you. We'll see you over in the chapel for Mass. And then for those who would want to stay afterwards, we'll have adoration. And that will conclude our evening. Get a wonderful night of rest. Get a good sleep, and we'll see you tomorrow then. God bless you.